Hi, this is the question for Mr. Brandon Bonds, BRADON BONDS. Date of service is 4/19/2022. Date of birth is 2/13/81. Date of accident 1/1/2022. Mr. Brandon Bonds is here for a follow-up evaluation. He allegedly had not come for last 3 months. He was last seen on January 6, 2022, and then he was seen on January 13, 2022, and since then he never came back. We had made an appointment several times. He missed. He's a non-compliant patient, and it appears that he was not on any medications. He has also failed to do a MRI that was ordered on 1/6/2022. He also failed to show up for chiropractic treatment, and he also has an intermittent record of physical therapy. It appears that the gentleman is not extremely in pain. He seems to be doing okay without therapy. And although the accident was genuine, it was shown on the television, but it was most likely the gentleman, Mr. Brandon Bonds, is not extremely in pain. He reports that the pain level is only 4 nowadays in the lower back and the right knee and right ankle, and he's able to walk well. 70% improvement is reported, and ADLs that are currently affected are sleep, 9, as well as mood, work, relationship with other people, enjoyment of life are affected, 8. System review. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision. He has no difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, no lack of focus, lack of concentration. He has moderate anxiety, depression, and panic, and chronic fatigue. No symptom of TBI are reported. No loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Pain and numbness, patient has mild stiffness into the lower back, decreased range of motion of the right shoulder, and lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and some difficulty walking, although patient is walking without any cane. He reports mild pain in right knee and right ankle. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, no trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, or breathing, chest, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has the pain level remains the same according to him. And although in other areas, he is reporting 70% improvement, there is no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are numb. Substance abuse, patient utilizes alcohol. Compliance program, patient is non-compliant. And the rest of the physical examination was not conducted. Diagnosis remained the same, plan of care. I decided to discharge this patient for many reasons. First of all, he has not been doing chiropractic treatment, he has not been physical therapy. He has not come and visited us in the last 3 months. He missed at least 3 different visits. Despite calling him and catching hold of him, he didn't respond. It appears that he doesn't have any pain or any symptoms, and he's just making it up. He's completely non-compliant, and he has been terminated today from the care. Thank you.